I'm so glad to see a big crowd coming out for literacy. It's so important. It must have been 5-6 years ago, the New York Times said that reading is the highest activity of the mind. Think about it. It's visual. It's all kinds of activities go on. We got to wake everybody up in New Mexico. And also, then they'll buy our books. So it's very important. I'm going to read two short pieces, actually, about my parents and about Santa Fe, because we all love to hear about Santa Fe. But it takes place in Santa Fe. And I realized this book, The Great Failure, came out in 2004, and Living Color just came out, a new edition, in 2014. And I'm using two different small incidents about my parents, and I realized they both happened on that one weekend. And I used them differently at different times. We steal anything we can whenever we need it. Oh, wait, I've got the wrong. Sorry. I'll find it in a minute. The very first time my parents challenged my Zen life happened in New Mexico, that land of coyotes, sage, dirt roads, wood stoves, absurd things. But because their daughter was there, Ben and Syl Goldberg schlepped out. They are visiting me in my new home in Santa Fe. Already they have let me know I've gotten a bad deal on the house. I paid much too much. Now, in the cool late July afternoon, we're sitting on the porch. Amazingly, we're not eating. We are sitting in a line. I'm in the middle. "Hey, Nat," my father begins, "what is meditation anyway?" "Well, it's hard to explain," I say. Then, because I'm still incredibly foolish, I have a brilliant, daring idea. "Do you want to try?" And before they can answer, I run into the house and get a bell. Accoutrements, I think, will make it official. "Okay, when I ring the bell, you just sit and feel your breath go in and out at your nose. If your mind wanders, just bring it back gently to your breath. We'll sit for 10 minutes. "Okay," they both say, suddenly eager. "This will be fun." And they wriggle in their chairs to compose themselves. The bell sounds 3 times, and we settle into this most ordinary thing, people breathing next to each other. My father on my right, my mother on my left. I cannot believe this is happening. The time is up. I ring the bell once to mark the end of meditation. "Well, how was it?" I ask. "Did you have a lot of distractions and thoughts?" My father shrugs his shoulders. "What's the big deal?" "Well, did you discover how much you think? Was it hard to concentrate?" "No, I didn't have a single thought." "None?" I ask, surprised. "Not a one." "Well, did you feel peaceful?" "Not particularly." "It was like how it always is when you don't talk. That's why human beings talk." "Nothing is happening otherwise." I turn to my mother. "I was aggravated the whole time about your friend. She must think I'm awful." The night before, my mother had blurted out at dinner that she thought the chapters of my novel were terrible. And my friend, who was there, told me later that my mother was jealous. I had confronted my mother that morning, and she apologized profusely. "I don't know what came over me. Your chapters are lovely." "Let's try again," my mother says. "This time I'll do it right." I start to explain there's no right or wrong, but instead just say, okay. This time I want to ring the bell, my father says, grabbing the stick. He ceremoniously hits the bell 3 times. We are sitting for 2.5 minutes when my father suddenly belts out, hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong, while ringing the bell continuously to accompany himself. Buddy, please, my mother tries to stop him, struggling to reach across me to grab the bell. But my father keeps going. He's having a ball. I'm the only one staring straight ahead at the high adobe wall 100 feet in front of us, still attempting to notice my breath. I decide right then that I don't have to save my parents. They are not sentient beings. They are in another category entirely. I imagine the enlightened ones talk under the Bodhi tree. There are 10 kinds of beings, and now Buddha turns his head and addresses me personally. And Natalie, your father is the 11th kind out of this universe. I'm going to read just another short one. I think I have the time. This is in my new book. And I want to say that when that happened with the meditation, I was not happy. You know, it was only many years later did I realize the literary potentiality. My parents are visiting me again. One afternoon, I wanted to see an art exhibit at a new gallery that had just opened on Reed Street, and I asked my parents to come along. We walked into the first room where we were surrounded by 4 Joan Mitchell oils, each the size of a wall and totally abstract. My father stopped dead, seeing the paint splashed across the white canvas. My God, I know how she did this. She used a cannon, he said. She filled it with paint and fired. He looked a little while and then got bored. He tugged at my sleeve. Nat, my knees are hurting. Find me a chair. I'll sit and rest while you look at the other paintings. I located a chair in the back room. As we walked to it, we passed another oil in the hallway, this time by the minimalist Agnes Martin, who lived in Taos, New Mexico. It was a charcoal gray canvas with black lines about 1 inch from each other going straight across. My father froze. Nat, is this a painting? Yes, I nodded. He better get a job. He's gonna starve. He turned and headed for the chair before I could inform him that it was by one of the most important women artists in America. And it goes on.